The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the Irishman, Alex Regia, who went to Ukraine to fight in the war, is still missing in action after reports there last week. And I wanted to look today at who Alex was, what did he stand for. I'm joined now in studio by a gentleman called Eamon Al-Freehat, who knew Alex very, very well. And Eamon actually is the CEO of Combat for War Footage. Eamon joins me now in studio. Thank you very much for coming into us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I just want to talk to you, first of all, if I can, about what happened in Ukraine yesterday and those terrible scenes that we saw in the media today. We did have Kira Rudick, who's an MP in Ukraine, with us earlier on the line. Unfortunately, her line went dead. So I wanted to get a sense from you about what you're hearing from on the ground there overnight.
The events are obviously tragic. You know, Russia continues with their terrorist actions of attacking, you know, civilian infrastructure. They keep trying to hit power stations to destabilize the country, to cause chaos. But, you know, Ukrainians are very resilient and they're prepared to, you know, stand and fight. So the situation is difficult, obviously, but it's not slowing anything down on Ukraine's side. And they're continuing to fight and they're showing more and more resilience, as they've proven recently with their incursion into Russia through Kursk. So I think... yeah, now we're closer than ever to put Putin at a table to negotiate a deal, potentially, because of what's happening within his own borders.
So what is your engagement with them? You have a Facebook engagement, is it?
Yeah.
So talk us through that.
Yeah, I essentially just have a Facebook content page that focuses on military history, military content, just purely educational stuff and, you know, nothing necessarily violent. So I try to keep it not political.
Educational, more
exactly,
really.
Exactly. Yeah. But through the page, I meet individuals maybe that are in Ukraine and they would share their stories with me. And by chance, Alex happened to be one of those guys. So I met him actually in school when I was, you know, we went to the same school in the city here. It's called Sing Street CBS.
Yes.
And we connected over the fact that, like, he's Ukrainian. And prior to moving to Ukraine, we briefly lived in Ukraine. So we had, you know, a common language and, you know, some commonality there. And yeah, Alex was always... just a very kind, very polite guy and never caused anyone any harm. Always a big smile on his face. You know, we played judo together. So, yeah.
Very proud, obviously, of his heritage even then. I mean, he seemed to want to get involved in the Ukrainian conflict very early.
He did. Yeah, he was always, even at such a young age, he was way more mature for his age than he was. And he always, like, showed a lot of patriotism, you know, even though he's born to Ukrainian parents in Ireland, he was extremely patriotic, extremely proud. He was always speaking so highly of Ukraine, you know, he's a very, very proud guy. And obviously when the situation happened, it hit him quite hard and he wanted to go to contribute. And obviously, like, I personally didn't expect it, but he really committed to it. And when he transitioned into adulthood, his parents actually took away his passport to try to stop him from going because they were worried for him, you know. And but he applied for one in secret, got it, and then still flew over and, you know, then asked his parents for forgiveness. But yeah, his parents, like, raised such a model person. He's a brilliant young man. And yeah, it's very heavy on the heart to hear what happened, obviously, because he's very passionate, very hardworking and, you know, very dedicated with anything he was doing. And even before turning 18, he was already sort of going on runs with a military vest, heavy military vest, to simulate sort of being in combat, carrying all that gear. He was really preparing himself and very dedicated. And he saw that as his purpose, sort of fighting for his country, fighting for his heritage. Obviously, because they're dealing with a neighbor, with a bully that wants to take their sovereignty away and, you know, their identity.
And some of our listeners will have seen... film footage of Alex, actually, because there was a filmmaker called Finn Boylan who actually interviewed Alex out there quite extensively. And I was looking back at the documentary today. A lot of it actually was about drone strikes, and that's what Alex did. He was a drone expert, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. He was flying these things called FPV drones. So they're like what most people would know is, like, these commercial camera drones. The only difference is they attach, like, an explosive to it with a fuse. So when it makes contact with a target, it blows up. So, and Alex, in the couple of years that he was there, became extremely effective, you know, at using them, and he was very effective in the battlefield. He received some awards for it, and yeah, that's what he was doing. So he would fly these drones from, you know, towards the enemy and cause damage.
Yeah, and we've seen overnight, like, that's what the warfare is about there. It's all drone warfare really now, isn't it? Nothing, you know, not that the traditional isn't used, but that's what they heavily depend on. So his expertise would have been very valuable to them.
Exactly, exactly. And it's like Ukraine, it's almost become like a transitional period in war, and it's introduced all these new things, like drones. Yeah. They're even putting AI technology on them where if they lose signal to the operator, they still track the target based on what they identify. So it's extremely brutal, you know, and it's very sad for guys as young as him to be there. But, you know, they're fighting for their sovereignty, they're fighting for their survival. So it's a necessity. And of course, thanks to guys like him, Ukraine, 2 years on, is still standing and fighting and will not give up and will not lose this war, you know. So, but yeah, he was an expert and he became extremely good. And
have you, Eamon, had any contact with his family since, or have you been talking to them since last week's news?
I have his father's contact, but they're sort of keeping to themselves at the moment. I tried to reach out, but they're, I think they're just obviously struggling with the news. These parents loved him very much. You know, he was a great kid. So it's just very sad, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a very difficult, you know, situation for them. Absolutely, no doubt about it. And, you know, they'll take, you know, I don't know whether anyone would ever come to terms with that. He's not, of course, he's not the only Irish person who has died in the fight for Ukraine. There are three other Irish men who we're thinking of also today. Just a final word to you on what's happened overnight there again. You know, do you have any contact with people there, like relatives or stuff? Are they safe? And have you had much interaction today?
I don't really have relatives, but I've had some friends that have left the area. So a couple of them have gone to Poland as refugees. So, like, you know, a mother and a daughter. But I have some contact with people on the ground. So, like, some people in the Ukrainian Air Force and stuff like that. And, you know, they're still fighting on, and they're doing what they have to do. Unfortunately, they've been pulled into this war, you know. So, yeah, they're...
Yes, it's a desperately difficult situation, and, you know, one that's evolving every day for you, no doubt, like watching it like the rest of us. Look, Eamon, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today. I know you were a friend of Alex's, so this isn't easy for you either. Mm. But that was Eamon Al-Frihat, who is Combat of War footage and friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.